Today's shir is Mem Gimel Amid Beis in Nedarim. We're at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. We're working out the shita today of Rabbi Yossi, who argued on the Chachamim about how to be, if you're allowed to give something, so to be making something hefker, and then allowing the person who you're mud hana to take it directly. So Mor says like this. Three lines from the bottom. Mesiv Abba. So he asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the following brisa. V'halo noitel ha'oichel. The guy put the food on the sela or on the geder, and he makes it hefker, so then you can just take it, and he can eat for it. Rabbi Yossi Oser says it's not allowed. Om Rabbi Yossi Emasai, when does it apply? Bizman shenidra koidim lehefkero. When the guy took a neder, making it oser before him. The Ran speaks out on the very bottom, the last line, she'osu va'achakach hefkiru. He made it osir, right? That was again the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that he made it osir, and then he made it hefker, right? Aval on the top of Amud Beis, imhaya hefkeru koidin lenidro. If he made it hefker before he made the neder, right? Then the guy's allowed to take it, that even though it was made hefker, because if you think about it, you can't make a neder on something that you no longer own. If you're going to tell me pshat is that until it actually gets into his hand, that it's still in your possession. What the Gemara is essentially saying is, it doesn't make a difference which came first, the hefkerus or the neder, right? Because it's still in his possession. Like the Rosh learns in the top line, Mali hefkera kodem nidro, ha bershuse koi, ad osude hazoiche. If it's still in your possession, until it gets into the hands of the one who took it, that's still considered to be yours. So, humosiv lo, humashan lo. He, Rav Abba, he asked the question, and he answers his own question. Kol hanoider ein daito alma shehifkir. When a person makes a neder, he doesn't have in mind anything which he's already made hefker, right? So it comes out any of the food that he made hefker before making the neder, that's not going to become usser as a result of taking a neder. It's not in his mind. It's not olah hadas. So on this, Meisi Rava. So Rava asks the question, attacks Rava's answer. Rava attacks Rabbi Abba's answer. So let's go by introduction to understand this next part. When we talk about a shchiv mira, a person who literally shchiv is lying down, he's deathly ill. He's about to pass away. So normally, when a person wants to make a give a matan, you have to make a kinyan on something. To transfer ownership, you have to make a kinyan on it. But there's a special leniency by the case of a shchiv mira. If we had to wait to add to the formal kinyan, we're afraid that's going to delay things, it's going to upset him, it could hasten his death. So we kind of waive this request. We allow him just by saying something, that's an effective gift. He doesn't have to really make a formal kinyan. It's called a matna shchiv mira. So we allow that. Now, because why we allow these certain things? Because we understand, we assume, I should say, the umdan is the reason why the person is giving this away is because he realizes that he's going to die. And he wants to give stuff away to make sure that it's taken away. It gets the proper owner. So if the person's going to give away all of the property he owns, then that works. That's called a matna shchiv mira. But if he starts, giving out some, but keeping some for himself, then it does not have the status of matna shchiv mira, and therefore he'd have to actually make a formal kinyan, right? So that's the thing. It's a sugi in Bava Basra. But here we're going to be quoting this now. So let's go like this. We have a talk about shchiv mira. Miktsason rishon v'chul on the sheni. So he gave some of his property to one person, the first guy, and then all of the things he has, he gave to the second guy. So what does it mean when he says give everything to the second guy? Could mean anything that's remaining, meaning I have $1,000. So he said, he gives $200 to the first guy, and then he says, give all of my things. It could mean the $800, that's all that's remaining. Or it could be, no, maybe pshat is not that the $200, I want now to retract what I meant from the first guy and give everything, give me all of my $1,000 to the second guy. So we have to speak this out, what exactly it means. So the Gemara says like this, Rishon Kona, Sheni Lo Kona. The first guy is Kona, he acquires that which is given to him, even if the Shchimera gets better. The second guy doesn't get anything, even if the Shchimera does recover. So we have to understand, because you see from this halacha that the whole reason that Shchimera is giving this matan to the second person, right? We want him to include even the things he'd already given over to the first person, to the Rishon, right? Because we're gonna assume that he doesn't mean to be choser and retract what he was giving to the first person, and what he wanted to give everything to the second guy, then really both things are matna Shchimera. Right, and then they both should all be good when the guy gets better. Right, that's what the Gemara is pointing out. So then, hu adinami, we should say the thing over here by the neder. Right, he includes everything that's his, even though he had already made his previous items hefker. Right, so that's against what Rav Ava said. Okay, so then because of this, the Rav is going to give a new pshat into how to understand Rabbi Yossi's chilik between a neder that whether after the thing was made hefker, or the neder was before things were made hefker. So it's like this: El Omer Rava, Hayne time of Rabbi Yossi. This is pshat now, and the reason why Rabbi Yossi makes a chilik. Gezeir mishum matnas beis choron. This is a gezeir because of the story that happened with beis choron. So we'll have to skip ahead a little bit. It's a Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. So we'll read I'll do the Mishnah now a little bit. When we get up to that, we'll chazard as well. But just to see the case is that why Rabbi Yossi was concerned. So, Ma'isa Be'echa Be'beis Choron. Reading on Mem Ches. Shai Aviv Noider Hemenu Hano. So this once happened, Be'is Choron. It's a little bit to the northwest of Yerushalayim. Is where Beis Choron is located. So his father took a neder, he's not getting any hana from him. Okay. V'hayimasi es beno. And now the son is making a wedding, meaning it's the grandson of the father, right? He wanted his father to come to the wedding of his grandson, man's own son. So Amal Chavera, so he says to his father like this. He says to a chaver like this. Chotzer su'uda nesunin heinon lifonecha. I'm giving you the chotzer, meaning where the chasen of the wedding is going to take place, and the seuda they're giving over to you. It's a matana, right? Ella kidei shiyavo abba v'yochal imanu besuda, because I want my father's going to be able to come and he'll eat the meal with me. It doesn't belong to me. And again, that's similar to our case over here, where the person is transferring ownership to like a third party in order to allow the one who he made a neder against to get an all could come to him. So Omer, so the guy now says like this, the one who got the chotzer and got the sude, im shalihem, if these are mine, so then, harehem mugdoshim l'shmayim, he makes them hekdesh, right? And then it's also to everybody now. Something that's hekdesh is also b'hana. So Omer lo, so the son says to him, he's so upset with him, nasati l'cho es shali shetak dishem l'shmayim, I gave you my property, you should make it into hekdesh to give it to shmayim? So Omer lo, the guy says back to the son, Nasatali es shalcho. You gave me your property, right? Why? El shetehe atu of avicha oichlin v'shoisin u'misratzin zelozeh. Because you wanted, you and your father could eat and drink and be misrata, be happy with each other. Vehe avo and toli berosho. And then it's going to, on Rosho, it's going to think about speaking about himself in third person. I mean, you want me to bear the guilt on this. So Amr Chachamim, when they heard about this happen, this is the Maisa Beis Choron, Ko Matana She'enishi Im Higdisha Tehe Mekudeshes, any Matana that really wouldn't become hektish if you wanted to, meaning you don't have full rights over it, ain't a Matana. In other words, what comes out, in order for it to really be a Matana, you have to have the ability to be Makdish it. And this Mishnah, this Gemara over here, has brought down the Halacha by the Rambam in Perek Zion, in Nidarin, Halacha Tes Zion. Komaton she'im higdisha lotie mukdeshes eino matana. That any present that if you can't be makdish it, you're giving it out to me, that's not really considered to be an effective gift. The Rambam continues, just to finish off the halacha, he says like this, if you give something on the condition that you're going to be giving over to somebody else, so then the second guy gets it the time when the first one was koned. V'im lo hikne lo harishon lo oso achir lo kona lo rishon v'lo sheni. And if the first guy doesn't give over the ownership to the third person, right, he was supposed to, so then the first or the second one, neither one of them gets the property. It has to be done with the condition that what the matana was set up with. Okay, we'll pick it up here next time.